Hello and welcome to the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin podcast series. I'm Larry Lee with Brownfield Ag News Network, and today Suzanne Fanning joins us. Cheeselandia. A lot of people don't even know what that is. Is it an event? What is it?
It's really a community, the ultimate community for loud and proud Wisconsin cheese lovers, because we do feel like there is a little wedge of Wisconsin that lives inside of so many hearts worldwide. So we wanted to create just this amazing community and give people, the ultimate cheese lovers, a platform to talk about their love for Wisconsin cheese and how fantastic it is. And it's working out really, really well for us.
I saw what you did there, a little wedge of Wisconsin. That was pretty good.
Yep.
So Cheeselandia started some time back, but it's evolved, as all things do. How'd it get started?
Well, like I said, we realized that there were so many incredibly passionate fans out there that we just kind of wanted to create a place for them to unite, give them a forum, give them a voice, give them kind of the inside scoop on everything that was happening with Wisconsin cheese. And so that's exactly what we did. So this community that we put together has several different kind of facets. One of them was in-person parties. And so we invited people to huge events and over-indexing areas for the areas of the country that really liked Wisconsin cheese. We met a lot of them that way. Then we also had a series of house parties so people could apply to have a house party as an ambassador for Wisconsin cheese. They would share the cheese with their friends, and then everybody would, you know, post pictures and comments about how much they absolutely love the cheese. Well, as you noticed, just a few months ago, we found out that we couldn't have any more in-person events, no big live events, and not even any little house parties. And these cheese lovers came to us and they said, hey, we miss our cheese-loving friends. We want to unite around our love for cheese. And so we started having these incredible online virtual events. And in some ways, they worked out even better. We're able to take people on a virtual tour across the state. We're able to introduce them to different cheesemakers. We sent out little kits of different cheeses that the cheese companies donated because they were looking for ways to reach their fans as well. So these virtual parties have so much more reach, and they fill up incredibly quickly. I think we opened up a sign up for one this weekend, and we had 200 people sign up for it in the first 2 minutes. So they're hot, these parties.
So the cheese fans started these online parties, and Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin looked at this and said, hey, we can make this better.
No, we started the parties. The parties for them. So here's the way that it actually works. We plan an incredible event where we're going to have an activity. So it might be like the author of At That Cheese Plate has actually made some really great, makes great cheese plates. And we invited her to come and teach the community how to make cheese plates. We had one with Sartori, and our fans told us that they wanted to see how cheese is made. So Pam took them down into where they rub the cheeses, the different Bella Vitano. So they got sort of that insider look. They have Q&As with cheesemakers. We've got one coming up where we've got a chef, the one who is the host of Wisconsin Foodie, and Luke Zahm. And he is going to be showing them how to make fried cheese curds on National Cheese Curd Day. So there are a variety of different experiences that people can sign up for.
And a lot of these are easy and free, and they're online.
Yes, they're all easy, free, and online, exactly.
So this also gives you exposure when you can't be in person, but there's another thing that plays into this. Once people experience, say, a variety of cheese or a new recipe, they share that with their families, and it goes word of mouth from one to another to another, and that helps move some cheese, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we definitely are living in a world where people don't really trust what they hear from brands. They trust what they hear from other people. So according to Nielsen, 92% of people believe friends and family over any form of advertising. But what's also true is that people even believe strangers on the internet. So they believe what they're reading, what people are saying. And there's nothing more authentic than this, because we're not paying these people anything. They're united around a love for Wisconsin cheese. So it's kind of a fan club. And it is just very authentic, very real, very Wisconsin. You know, there's nothing manufactured or made up here in the Midwest, right? We are very authentic people, and this movement definitely reflects it. And people are responding. They definitely love hearing folks say, oh, this was the most amazing cheese I've ever had. We've had consumers who have come to our parties writing to us and posting online and saying, oh, I'm so excited. Look, I found the Wisconsin badge. I don't even know what this cheese is, but if it has the Wisconsin cheese badge, I'm sure it's going to be great. So we're really excited. It's doing exactly what we wanted it to do. People are talking, people are buying, people are excited, and there's a real buzz around the country for Wisconsin cheese.
Now, we know you can't believe everything you see on the internet, but if it's coming through your site, it's going to be good.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
So who is the audience you're going after with Cheeselandia and, you know, the various parties, recipes, virtual events? Who are you going after with this? Who's the target audience?
We're going after food fanatics. So we've done a lot of research into who our target should be. And there is just a really, really huge community around food. A lot of people in this country consider themselves foodies, and they elevate kind of their social status by talking about the latest food trends. And I'm sure all of us in all of our circles know, like, that one person who knows how to throw a party, or that one person who really loves coffee, or that one person who always is up to date on the latest restaurants. And so we're wanting that person who is, like, up to date on the latest cheese trends. So if you're going to put together any kind of a cheese plate, or if you're going to have a party and you want to know what to serve, we're looking for those people who are sort of the leaders in their group.
What about the casual cook like me that doesn't do too bad in the kitchen, but I'm not a chef. I experiment with a few things now and then. I stumbled upon a really awesome cheeseburger idea about 2 years ago, but those people can get some good information here too, right?
Yeah, that is a wonderful question. So we offer just so many different levels of membership. So yes, if somebody wants to come in and just be a spectator and occasionally read something about it or keep up with, you know, the cheese boards or the conversation, that's absolutely fine. We have lots of super fans on there, and we have ways to elevate our super fans. They get to go to VIP events. Once we start hosting parties again, they'll be the first ones handpicked to have parties to talk about cheese. And we've also got a really cool program going, because we're taking these cheese lovers from all across the country, and we're putting them on television on their local morning shows. And so they'll be the ones, the super fans will be the ones who go on to, like, Good Morning Seattle. And so it'll be a real person from Seattle who loves Wisconsin cheese, and maybe they'll pair it with, like, a local jam or something like that. So again, it comes across as very authentic for where they are, but they can express their love for Wisconsin cheese. A lot of them are just tied to it, either through their roots or through their relatives, or even through a vacation that they had that they remember that incredible cheese that they tried. So these folks take it very, very personally. They take it as their mission to talk about Wisconsin cheese and tell everybody how fantastic it is. So we're constantly finding new ways for them to do that, to help the dairy farmers of Wisconsin and to help us move cheese. Because, you know, we all know that in Wisconsin, 90% of the milk that's produced goes into making cheese. 90% of that cheese is sold outside the state of Wisconsin. So we're very focused on growing those fan bases in every state.
You just touched on a big thing there. This is not just a Wisconsin thing. This is all over.
It absolutely is, yes. Of course, we have a huge fan base in Wisconsin, which is wonderful, because we love for people from other countries to see that state pride and to see those people who were so excited. But we do have Cheeselandians in almost all 50 states and in some other countries as well.
So we have any idea yet when you might be able to go back to some of the in-person events?
Boy, I don't know. I wish that I did know, but I will tell you that these virtual events are delivering exactly what they need to deliver for us now. And even after we can go back to in-person events, which, again, we're totally looking forward to, we will still continue with some virtual events as well.
Now, the virtual parties, I understand some of them are Facebook Live, some of them are on Zoom, you know, different platforms, different people, and people are just loving this format, aren't they?
Yes, they absolutely are. They are. And we've got some great partners that are coming up. I mean, we've done obviously lots of parties with different cheese companies, but we've got even other brands that we're talking to now that are doing things with us because it is working so well. So we've got sort of an Oktoberfest celebration coming up, although we're obviously calling it Wisco Fest, and we're partnering with Leinenkugel's beer. And so we wanted to have an Oktoberfest beer and cheese. It's perfect. It's Wisconsin's power couple, right? So that's one that's coming up this week. And we've got another one coming up in October where we're partnering with Culver's for National Curd Day. So lots of exciting stuff, lots of great partnerships, lots of cheeses that we're putting all over the country, and lots of wonderful online conversations.
We should probably remind people that I think it was about a year ago when the push came on to show the Wisconsin cheese badge, the Proudly Wisconsin cheese badge, and people are looking for that, aren't they?
Oh, they absolutely are. We have people taking pictures of it, posting it online, talking about it, and that's exactly what we wanted. We wanted to show people which cheeses were made with that fantastic Wisconsin milk, because we all know that the best milk comes from Wisconsin, and that's why the best cheese comes from Wisconsin. So we're excited to just kind of stoke that pride and get everybody talking about the badge and looking for it and recognizing our brand.
Because up until the Proudly Wisconsin cheese badge, there were cheeses here in the state, all over the world, that may have come from here, but people didn't know it. So now it's a little easier to see, hey, that one's from Wisconsin.
A lot of people would say, oh, I can't find Wisconsin cheese. The fact is, Wisconsin cheese is in 98% of grocery stores across the country. So it's there. It's just making sure that people know it and making sure it's really visible. So you're right. The badge is delivering that for us.
Anything you'd like to add today?
I will say that if people want to get in on the conversation or join Cheeselandia, you can take a look at our Instagram page, because that's where a lot of the action happens. So check out Cheeselandia on Instagram. You can also go to Cheeselandia.com to become a Cheeselandian, to become a member, and to see some other pictures and things, read the Gazette, get more information. So those are the two best places to go to keep up. But I would love for everybody to jump in on the conversation, join us, because it's a wonderful program. And I think as Wisconsinites, we'll all be so proud of the conversation that's happening out there, and just to really see that love for Wisconsin cheeses and for Wisconsin dairy farmers.
Suzanne Fanning, thanks for joining us today on the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin podcast series. Join us next month when we hear from Michelle Trowbridge, the channel marketing manager for Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin, and we'll talk about the national retail marketing efforts. I'm Larry Lee from Brownfield Ag News. Thanks for listening.